gonna die. She's just probably gonna die bravely. I wish my mum was here. Magrat finished rolling up the stained remnant of the wedding dress and stowed it in the sack. Have we got any horses?
There's elf horses in the courtyard, miss, but I don't think you'll be able to ride one.
It struck Sean immediately that this wasn't the right thing to say. It was black, and larger than what Magrat had to think of as a human horse. It rolled red eyes at her and tried to get into a position to kick. Magrat managed to mount only by practically tethering every leg to the rings in the stable wall. But when she was on, the horse changed. It had the docility of the severely whipped, and seemed to have no mind of its own.
"It's the iron," said Sean.
"What does it do to them? It can't hurt."
"Don't know, miss. Seems they just freeze up kind of thing."
"Drop the portcullis after I'm through."
"Miss?"
"Are you going to tell me not to go?"
"But..."
"Shut up, then."
"But..."
"I remember a folk song about a situation just like this," said Magrat. "The girl had her fiancé stolen by the Queen of the Elves, and she didn't hang around whining. She jolly well got on her horse and went and rescued him." "Well, I'm going to do that too." Sean tried to grin.
"What, you're going to sing?" he said.
"I'm going to fight. I've got everything to fight for, haven't I? And I've tried everything else." Sean wanted to say, "But that's not the same. Going and fighting when you're a real person isn't like folk songs. In real life, you die. In folk songs, you just have to remember to keep one finger in your ear and how to go to the next chorus. In real life, no one goes, whack fo diddle do ding do sing do to relay lay." But he said,
"But miss, if you don't come back..."
Magrat turned in the saddle. "I'll be back." Sean watched her urge the sluggish horse into a trot and disappear over the drawbridge.
"Good luck!" he shouted.
Then he lowered the portcullis and went back into the keep, where there were three loaded crossbows on the kitchen table. There was also the book on martial arts that the king had sent for specially. He pumped up the fire, turned a chair to face the door, and turned to the advanced section.
End of CD 6.